Amen. Amen. So we're going to turn our Bibles to, Lord, continue to go before us. Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name. 1 John, we're coming out of 1 John twice. And I'm speaking about not St. John, but 1 John way back in the back, those where those other Johns are. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Way back in the back. You got 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John. I'm talking about the first one. When you have everybody stand to your feet, and we're going to ask you to turn to chapter 2. And verse 27. 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. And everybody have that, would say amen. Amen. It says, but the anointing which ye have received of him abided in you, and ye shall, and ye need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you all things, and is true, and is no lie. And even as it have taught you, you shall abide in it. And let's move up in that same page. In my book, it's the same page. To the 1 John, the chapter 2, and verse 20. Let's move up some verses. It said, but ye have an unction, or the anointing, or action from the Holy One, and ye know all things. In the book of St. Luke, chapter 4, and verse 18. When you have that, would you say amen? St. Luke, chapter 4, and verse 18 and 19. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to the priest deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the accepted year of the Lord. And our last scripture is found in Isaiah chapter 10 and verse 27. Isaiah chapter 10 and verse 27. When you have that, would you say amen? And it says, and it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed, the bondage shall be destroyed because of the anointing. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. We already kind of was talking, tapping into our message as the Lord was using us early. That's what, if you didn't know what was going on, there was the Spirit of God in here. Amen. Which is the anointing. It makes a difference in your services. You can have services, and you can have services where they're dead services, where you go in and you leave out the same way. If you look, you don't know if God then came or not. You don't remember what you heard or nothing else. When the presence of the Lord is in here in the place, that means the anointing of God is in a place. Amen. 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 And some of us, amen, we wouldn't even be able to make it without the anointing. If one thing about it, if you ever come in contact with the anointing, amen, you cannot survive with anything less than. People that don't know anything about the anointing, they don't know anything about the anointing. But if you ever come in contact with the anointing, you never be the same. Anything that's not the anointing is going to be not sufficient enough or good enough for you. Somebody give God a praise. And I came in under ministry of the anointing, and I just can't sit up under anything. Amen. I'm not satisfied with any type of ministry. Amen. I know what I got to have. Amen. I know what works for me. I know what I was birthed in for. I know what kept me saved 30 some years was the Spirit of God. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. And it says, but the anointing, we want to talk about today, what is the anointing? A lot of people call it appointment and everything else. Amen. Anointment. And I say call it everything. I don't even know what it is. Some people think they got to go to school for it. You ain't got to go no school for no anointing. Because it don't come from man. It come from God. The anointing is nothing but the Spirit of God. It's nothing, glory to God, less is no more, none greater than the presence and the Spirit of God. Somebody said, well, I'm saved. I got the Spirit of God. Amen. And if God will anoint you, set you to the side if you let him. If you want to be caught up in all this other stuff that's going on out here and a lot of craziness, and you don't want to be set to the side, God anoint vessels. He anoint vessels. He pour his spirit down upon for purpose. The anointing is not a song that's saying I'm anointed. You're anointed. Anointing is for a purpose. So that's why everybody don't pay that price. Everybody that can't be used like that. Because there's a price you do have to pay for the anointing. And the price is surrender your all in all to God and let God be God in your life. It's as simple as that. Amen. It's not like you're saying it, you have to do it. Amen. You have to submit yourself, submit your way, submit your will, submit your ideas to the Lord. And say, Lord, here I am. Take me and use me. Amen. A lot of people say, I want to be used by God, but they want to be used by God one day. Next day, you don't want to be used by God. You either want to be used by God or you don't. If you want to be used by God, then God going to help you to get down to business that you can be used by God. It's as simple as that. Amen. You don't talk about it, you do it. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise. The anointing is the Spirit of God. That's what it is. Some people say, what is the anointing? It's the anointing. That's what it is. It's the Spirit of God. It's God's presence, his spirit. Amen. But the anointing which you have received of him abide in you. God said that anointing is my spirit abides in you. Now, guys, you can get saved and baptized in Jesus' name, be filled with the Holy Ghost and all that. But you got to let the Spirit of God work in you. So it says, but the anointing which you have received of him abide in you, and you need not that any man teach you. Now, I don't want that to be taken out of context. That don't mean you don't need to go, you don't need to go to church. That don't mean you don't need a pastor. That don't mean you don't need somebody over you. You need, amen. God put the fivefold ministry there, amen, for us. And he said, forsake not to assemble yourself together. So all that's out, out, out. I don't have to go to church. That's out, out, out. I don't need nobody. Yes, you do. But if Gary explained that verse, what it's saying, if you have anointing of God on the inside of you, what it's saying, it comes to lead and guide you. It tells you what to do. It leads you the right way and not the wrong way. It keeps you from making mistakes because there's no person can be with you 24 hours to tell you what's right and what's wrong because everybody got their walk to walk. So that's the Spirit of God that comes and lives on the inside of you when you're born again of the water and the Spirit. The Holy Ghost. When you have the Holy Ghost, you have the anointing on the inside of you. You don't have the Holy Ghost, you have no anointing. Amen. The Holy Ghost that's why the Bible says the evidence of the Holy Ghost is the evidence is when you speak in tongue as the Spirit of God give utterance. That is a sign to you that you have the Holy Ghost. Somebody give God the praise. And the anointing which ye have received of him abide in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. Because in other words, the Spirit of God is going to lead and guide you and show you what the things to come, what's right, what's wrong. But as that same anointing teaches you all things, it says it's going to teach you all things. And the Bible said, and the anointing is true. God says nothing false, nothing fake about the anointing of God. You can't fake the anointing of God. You got a lot of people up here that's fakes, don't try to act like they have God. But you know when something's really real and when it's not real. Because God going to let his presence be felt. And you're going to feel, amen. I've talked to people. I've talked to one lady one time. And we were just talking. And she said, ooh, I just feel chills all over. It wasn't nothing I was putting on it. But I know, I understood what she said. She felt the presence. She felt her spirit bear witness. Amen. You ain't got to go around and tell them about, I'm anointed, I'm anointed. You go around, most people that go around and do that, they're not anointed. You ain't got to tell nobody you're anointed. People are going to see that there's a difference about you. You're going to see that there's a difference about you. It says anointing is true. It's truth. It's no lies. There's no lies in the anointing. It's true. And there's no lie. And even as it taught you, you should abide in it. As the anointing have taught you, God said you have to abide in the anointing. You can't get in and out of the anointing. Like I said, you're either going to let God be God in your life or you're not. Amen. You're going to serve God or you're not. Amen. It's just that simple. And it says, but ye have an unction. You have the anointing. You have the unction. Amen. It's like, you know how you feel an unction? You're going to feel it from the Holy Ghost. As I feel to speak a word that God just unction you to say things, unction you to do things. You're going to act upon the anointing. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. Amen. Jesus testified, even back in the day, stood up in the temple. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. People know when the Spirit of God is upon you. When it's not, you're gonna sense the Spirit of God. Because the Bible says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. When you feel the presence of the Lord, it comes to set everything free. It'll come, amen. It can be the whole church can look like it's all bound and everything. When that Spirit of God gets away, everything come free. Amen. You got mind troubles, it'll go. Everything. It just come out loose, everything. Hand up, holy. I love it. And it's the presence of God. You ain't got, it's not a person, it's the presence of God that's getting this, unloose everything. Somebody give God a praise. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Amen. And anointed also means, we want to go back to the word anoint. Now, to anoint somebody, you anoint them with oil. You know, it means to concentrate, set aside. You know, they pour oil on someone, anoint them for the purposes of God. But really, there's nothing. The anointing is not in the oil.
No, it's not.
That's just a symbolic point of contact.
That's right.
That causes your faith to, you know, to come up also. Help your faith. Because we as humans, we got to feel something, see something sometimes. So God will use it enough. You know, I use anointing oil too, but I don't use it all the time. Sometimes I forget it's there. The anointing of God is already, if it's on your hands, it's in you. You just lay your hands upon it. It's already, he's going to work through you.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise. Amen. Anoint means to consecrate. And that's what a lot of people don't want to be. They want to be anointed. You want to be talking a game. You got people out here talking a game, shaking it up, shaking it down, looking just like the world, acting just like the world. And they don't talk about the anointing. They're talking out two sides of their mouth. But God sets you to the side. He sets you to the side. Sometimes you don't want to be set to the side. Your flesh don't want to be. You communicating with him a lot, a majority of the time, especially if you're single. Because the Bible said he the single care for the things of the Lord.
Uh-huh.
If you're married, you care for the things of your spouse, but how you have to please that spouse, but you're still supposed to break your time up with the Lord too.
That's right.
That you be able to stay with your spouse.
Right.
Somebody ought to give God a praise. So nothing be to means to be set aside, to be concentrated, created, to be ordained for the purposes of God, to be sanctified for the purposes of God. So that's why I say to God, anoint us. And then there may be man to pour oil on you as a symbolic sign. But it's God that wants to anoint you, because they can pour all the oil they want on you. If you're not the one,
right.
Who was that in the Bible? David, right? He's going to reach the pour oil on everybody. Oil wouldn't flow. But when David came, that oil flowed. Somebody give God a praise. The son of Jesse.
Son of Jesse.
Amen. Glory to God. So, and God usually anoint people that is not all out above they self. God picks. He said, I don't call many mighty, and I don't call many noble, but I call men of lower stake, so to speak. There's no flesh with glory in my sight. Now, I'm not saying God may select somebody. Amen. Did I say David? Or I meant to say Joseph. About the sheep. David. When they were looking for, he's a sheep keeper. That wasn't a really popular job back there. You know, they didn't look as that been a little old job. No good job. You know, that wasn't no high job. That's who God wanted, though. God will call people that people don't look like. You don't have all your DDDs. You don't have this, your credentials here with man. You have it, so you can't be you. But them the ones that God won't. God will go get them. Man won't go get them. But what man rejects, God wants.
Uh-huh.
What man rejects and say I don't want, God wants, because he's gonna use them. So to be anointed means to be set aside in some type of way. God might not do everybody the same way, but your purpose is for the purposes of God. Amen? So that's what anoint means. Amen? Amen. And then, glory to God. And it says, and the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me. This is the purpose of the anointing. God don't anoint. It's no purpose for him to sit there and anoint you. That's what you're going to do, just sit down and do nothing with it. God doesn't waste his spirit for nothing. Nothing for nothing leaves nothing. If you, when you come to church, God give you the anointing to stand up and give God the praise and tell how and make his deeds known among the people that God will get the glory. If God sees you not going to do nothing with none of that, he's not going to anoint you. He doesn't waste his anointing. God wouldn't anoint me to sit there and say, it's anoint me and say I'm anointed and don't get out and say something to help somebody. So the anointing of God is for purposes. And these are some of the purposes it's here for. In verse 18, it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Now, a person can't do that within their flesh. Mm-hmm. They have to be anointed to do that. God does it through them. They're not the one to do it. God does it through them. And to heal the brokenhearted and to preach deliverance to the captives. Captives mean people that are bound. Bound, you can be bound in your mind, bound in your spirit, bound in your body. Amen. Bound. It's a priest delivers to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind. Jesus said that he made the blind see back in the day. And even today, God still make the blind see. If you was physically blind or mentally or spiritually or physically blind, he can set your blind free. And to set at liberty them that are bruised. To set at liberty them that are hurt and wounded and injured. When you're bruised, that means you hurt somewhere. You got a bruise on you? Amen. That bruise hurt, don't it? You can be bruised in your mind. You can be bruised in your thoughts, in your heart. Things could happen to you when you was a child that you didn't carry all the way to your door. You can be messed up. You bruised. Hatobahoshaya. God set the captive free. Amen. So the anointing is very imperative. It's very important to have it in your midst. You're a blessing. It's a blessing when you have the Spirit of God in your midst. Amen. Amen. For the anointing of God, the people recognize the anointing of God. And God will send, amen. God, he will send people that needs to be free in that place. Amen. In his time.
That's right.
Amen. Because every, like the brother was saying, I was listening to the message, every fish don't eat the same type of food. Everybody needs something different. But nowadays, it's a lot of people bound. Bound in their mind. Bound in their, there's a lot of sickness and disease. People are bound in their health. They're mentally bound. They're spiritually bound. And they're bound all kind of ways today. And they will stay bound. When you come in a place in contact with a place that has the anointing of God, and you are more likely to be free than to stay bound. But if you just come to a place where there's no presence of God, you're going to stay bound. Somebody give God a praise. Hatobahoshaya. Some of us will be steady bound if we wasn't in a place and God didn't put us in places where we remain free. We've been going back to the things we done. And we was in and we stayed in that and then come out from among them. The Bible said, come out from among them. But God save you. He don't expect you to stay in that same atmosphere where you've been bound at. Come out from among them and be ye separate. So you won't get bound again. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. In the book of Isaiah, it says, glory to God. Hallelujah. It says, and it shall come to pass, Isaiah 10:27, and it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken off from thy shoulder and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. God said in so many words, it comes to pass in that day that his burden, that whatever burden that's upon you shall be taken off of your shoulder and off of your neck. That's you. That's off of your burden, off your shoulder. And that means that's a lot of bondage. You got it. You have sometimes, whether it's on our neck or on our mind or what, we be burdened down. It said, in that day, amen. It said, in that day it shall come to pass that his burden shall be taken off from thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck. And the yoke, that bondage, shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Amen. I'm so glad that when you're bound or you're going through stuff, you don't have to stay bound. Amen. You can stay free. Amen. And I've learned and yet learning, I don't look to people for help unless God want to use them, but I look unto the Lord. I cry out to the Lord for my deliverance. Amen. I want to stay free. I don't know about you, but I want to stay free. I was telling the Lord, I said, Lord, I know you're going to do some great things in my life, but I'm looking for you to do it and not me doing it. If you do it, amen, it's going to be all right. Amen. I've been so used to peace and freedom and everything. I don't want to change it for no mess. I can't handle mess. Lord, I want to stay free. Yeah, I'm looking for the Lord bless me with companion and all that, but I'm looking to stay free. I've been in freedom so long, I love freedom. Glory to God. I'm not bound up and chained up with nothing in my mind or nothing like that. See, we look at things the wrong way. We look at things, you better make sure that God got you in a place ready to get some of the things you asked him for, because you might be asking for a bondage if God didn't give it to you. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody give God a praise. The Bible says, who the Son set free is free indeed. When you're free, you can smile. When you're free, you can be happy. When you're free, you can move around and have your being in the Lord. When you're free, you're not depressed. You're not discouraged. You got things coming against you in your life, but you don't let those things get a hold of you like that. Somebody ought to give God a praise. Hallelujah. When you're free, you can wave your hand. When you're free, you can do your dance. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise. I remember back in the day, there was holy situations in my life, Lord God, that I got into. Amen. Hallelujah. Maybe I thought that it was all right with the Lord, but I got myself into since I've even been saved. Lord, that back a while ago. Amen. I didn't go out committing no sin, but amen. In other words, I got connected. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I found myself crying out, Lord, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes you forget yourself and stuff like, Lord, my God. Oh, God, help me. Oh, God, help me. Honda Hosea. Glory to God. But I don't think I can say it. I'm free today. Somebody give God a praise. And I'm not trying to get bound, glory to God, by nothing and no one. Honda Labahaya. Hallelujah. I say, Lord, now you got to talk to your flesh, honey. Talk to your flesh. Your flesh might want a boyfriend or a girlfriend or want this or want that. You better talk to your flesh and tell your flesh to sit down and wait on God. Well, God knows who and what to give you. Glory to God. Give somebody to drive you back to hell. Hallelujah. Somebody give glory. Give God a praise. And the older you get, you can't take that stuff. I don't know about the young people. They can't take it either, I guess. But I know I can't speak for myself. I can't handle it. Amen. Glory to God. And you get to yourself, you're used to having your peace and quietness. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give God. You can have it all, honey. You can have, glory to God, everything you want and a lot of mess with it too. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You'll find out it'd be just as rough as not having what the lacks. The lacks that won't even be so bad. I said the lacks that you don't have won't be so bad if you get so much hell up on you. You wish you went back to the lax. Somebody give God a praise. How these people telling you, oh, honey, I'm having such a good time. You don't know what's going behind closed doors. Somebody give God a praise. But the anointing shall be destroyed, the yokes. Amen. I'm so glad they didn't say break the yokes. It say destroy. That means whatever that is going to be over with. Amen. And I know some things that God done in my life are over with. Amen. And I don't call them back. Amen. Amen. I'm moving on. I told somebody the other day. They said, you sure you don't want this? And I said, no. I said, because I'm getting something brand new. Amen. All right. They thought, I said, I'm getting brand new. Amen. I'm getting brand new. I ain't going to pick nothing old up. The devil is a lie. I'm getting old. I don't want an old and something in the past. I got a new step. Y'all give me a new me. God make you better. Amen. You don't want none of that old stuff. Glory to God. Somebody ain't desperate. Amen.